Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs.
There's a lot of teams going into the Shanahan tree and the outside zone stuff.
Shut up!
On 95.7 The Game.
We get to do that again in an hour and a half. 90 minutes from now, John Feliciano reacts defensively to something that Richard Sherman says on his podcast. That's my prediction.
Perhaps.
Yuck it in.
I mean, I don't think that he'll be that defensive. And speaking of Kukusha, it might be time to fade the Dibber. Although I'm still 19-8.
Well, this is what I've been saying all year. Yeah, like, you have built up some room.
Yep.
But also true, you done lost three in a row, dog.
And there's a regression that we knew was coming. And
This is your first losing streak.
And last night was whatever. I mean, Washington, you had the lead, you had the ball, you had everything. Go down and score.
Yeah, but would they? Like, even if they had conservatively, let's see, what was the score at that time? It was 24-22. So if you go down and, like, you needed a touchdown to cover the spread. If they kick a field goal, they're still only up by five. The spread was 5.5.
It was 5.5,
yeah,
okay.
You needed a touchdown.
Right.
And Jane Daniels fumbled the ball.
And Jake Moody is a threat, ladies and gentlemen.
Can we spend a moment on Moody?
Moody. Anybody have, you don't have kicker envy because you got Eddie Pinero,
none,
Eddie Money.
None. And Moody missed another one last night. He got blocked.
But it was his fault. It was a low kick.
Kicked it into people's butts.
Right,
it's a kicker's fault. But no, great night for Jake.
Yep.
And he was so excited after the game.
Shouldn't he be? He was excited.
I'm being sarcastic.
No, he was excited, but he's not a smooth operator. Shout out Sade.
Can we play it for everybody?
I wish you wouldn't, because I watched it live.
Interview.
And my first thought was, first of all, dude, take your helmet off.
Right. It gave me Ricky Williams vibes. Do y'all remember this?
Yeah.
Like, some of you aren't old enough to remember.
Well, he had real anxiety.
I know he did, but do you remember the whole Ricky Williams? Like, he would not take his helmet off.
Yeah, I remember that.
Okay, good. We go to Grandy because it makes us feel better because he's
like... Well, he's 29,
I know,
so.
But he's a throwback, so you remember stuff.
He's an
Lucas,
old soul.
Lucas, who's not here today, is usually sitting next to him with a complete blank stare, no clue what the hell we're talking about. If it hasn't happened in the last 3 weeks, Lucas is unaware of it. So, anyway, Jake Moody is... I think us Niner fans, we're like, you're right. We don't have kicker envy, so we're good here. It allows us to just be happy for Jake. And we wanted Jake to get that microphone last night and do one of two things. Either rip the Niners organization for their lack of psychological care or give us the human interest. Dude, like, cry. You're a third-round pick who got absolutely kicked in the rear, sent to a practice squad on the midway, and then ended up on Monday Night Football being a hero. Like, do something emotional. Instead, he kept his helmet on and just was like, yeah, it's a great day.
Yeah, football, right?
All right, so let's see. Here's the on-field interview with Lisa Salters on ESPN.
Jake, the most made field goals in a Bears debut.
Come on.
What is this night feeling like to you after the year you've had?
I mean, it feels amazing, you know, to get, you know, all that support after the game from all my teammates. You know, I got here not too long ago, but for everybody to embrace me and, you know, take me in as one of their own, it's an amazing feeling.
What were you saying to yourself after things kind of went sideways in San Francisco?
Yeah, I mean, it's always good to have a fresh start. You know, and I always believed in myself, believed in my teammates. Shout out to Scott and Tori. They made that operation really easy on me. And same with the O-line up front, protecting great on that last one that you can't draw it up any better.
You missed an earlier one, so what were you saying to yourself as you lined up the game winner?
I like to say you're only as good as your next kick, so you can't dwell on the past. You got to move on and focus on the next kick.
Like, Lisa's trying to find multiple ways to be like, can you tell us about the
right.
emotional journey of this? And within seconds, he's like, I got to give it to the long snapper. Because we drew it up, really? What do you mean you drew it up, dude?
The operation.
You just kicked the ball. Like, there's no
drill. It for the operation,
just
though.
Snap the
snap
ball
the hole.
And kick the ball. There's no, like, nobody is staying up all night. All right, here's how we're going to kick field goal.
Yeah.
Here's what we're going to try. You're going to go
over
here.
I'm going to pour the laces out.
Like,
I'm going to hold it. I'm going to hold the point with one finger, maybe two, and you're going to run up and kick it in the middle of the ball, and you're going to try to kick it up in the air and straight.
I think I figured out why Jake Moody was missing so many. He thought we were drawing up plays.
Yeah.
He's like, you go over there, and I'm going to go over here, and then this guy, we're going to do X out, Y, Omaha, Omaha, and then I'm going to kick. What are you doing, dude? Just kick the ball straight, which last night he did. Awesome.
Over and over and
good
over.
Good for you, Jake. Monday Night Football in the damn rain.
Yeah. Sideways rain, wind, and the whole thing, and a game-winning kick, and he drilled it. So
he drilled it.
I wonder if there are some Niner fans who are like, where was that? You know, I mean,
I didn't feel it.
Some people are happy for Jake, and I do think that other fans are like, what the F? Like, where was that when we needed it, Jake?
I think we'd feel that way if Pinheiro was struggling, but the guy has not missed a field goal try yet with the 49ers, and so we're good here. We're good here. Don't you feel like I wish success to Jake Moody?
Sure.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how I am as a person. So, yeah.
I've got nothing against Jake. Is that like, you know what I mean? If you got anger about that situation, it's at the Niners for using a third round pick on somebody who didn't kick the ball straight
right.
for you.
Right. And that's another reason why you could look at the Niners and say they're not good at drafting. And that's a whole nother topic outside of Jake Moody. But, you know, Cameron Latu is a guy who's out there playing football for other teams. And that's another wasted draft pick, and Ty Davis Price and Reuben Foster and all the rest of it. And so, yeah, you could look at Jake Moody and chalk that up to another blown draft pick. But just for the Jake Moody part of it, yeah, Jake, go out there and have a career.
Yeah.
Just don't kick a game winner against the Niners.
My other favorite part, well, he might. He plays the Bears and Niners are on the schedule. I don't think Jake will still be their kicker.
Yeah, I mean, Kairos Santos, he's a great kicker, and he's coming back.
Right, he's just hurt. Got a little quad thing. And so who knows? Who knows what's going to happen with Jake Moody going forward? It would be pretty funny if the Bears-Niners game has Jake Moody kicking in it. But the other thing that struck me as funny, and this is, look, what else are you going to say? But he's just like, I'm so thrilled that I'm being accepted by my teammates as one of their own. Jake, they don't even know who you are.
Right.
Like, Caleb Williams was literally like, I haven't even met the guy yet.
Totally.
Plus, they don't accept you as a teammate. They accept you because the ball went through the uprights. You're like, I keep trying. We've talked about this before, and right, the Feliciano has told us. Other ex-players have told us. The kicker is on. He is a teammate as long as the ball is going through the two yellow poles. As soon as it's not going through the two, you're not a teammate. You're a hired gun. So that was especially funny to me because I think Jake just arrived this week, at least to the active roster, just elevated. So I just want to thank all the teammates for accepting me. If they accept you so much, take your helmet and jersey off and go through the locker room and high-five them and ask them if they know who you are.
Who are you? No clue.
Take the jersey off and just be like, yeah, what's up, Caleb? And he'll be like, I'm sorry, are you a reporter?
Yeah.
Or like,
I mean, the mustache looks familiar. Like,
yeah.
And if you're on the offensive special team side of it, you might know him a little bit. And
maybe.
He got a great celebration, which was cool.
Yeah, no doubt. All right. We're brought to you by...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. Want to tell you about this Sunday kickoff show with Lo Neal and Evan Giddings will be live from Laughing Monk in Sunnyvale starting at 3 p.m. They'll have all the early games on. Beer Garden will be rocking with a DJ. Bartender serving Gold Bar whiskey specials. If you're going to the game, you can sign up for the free shuttle to the stadium right now. And it's first come, first serve, and they go like hotcakes. So you should get over to the website right now and do that. The Eventbrite page on our website, 957thegame.com. All right, let's get back out to the phones, 888-957-9570. We'll do Grandy's grades probably in about 45 minutes, 40, 45 minutes, around 420, 425, somewhere in there. 420, Grandy's grades.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah, boy. Anyway, John Feliciano at 5. Let's keep going with you. How about big, bad Falcon hater in Atlanta? Hi, big bad Falcon hater.
Well, yeah, usually y'all know me by Mr. Jones, but my alias out here is the big bad Falcon hater.
Okay.
Yep, that's me again.
You do you.
But, yes, sir, they coming out to the Bay, right? We heard up. We need to be serving barbecue Falcon meat at the tailgate before and after, so they can be sick to their stomachs. You understand? As I said, I'm from here. I was at the club with them last night. They was all gallivanting, playing all the music. And I'm like, yeah, we'll see y'all in San Fran. What a hurt-up team. Now, do you know they ride the highs of the highs, but they also the lows of the lows. And the last time they came to San Francisco, we lost. We cannot be losing to a team that has never won a Super Bowl. Also, Raheem Morris, we used to whoop him all the time when he was the defensive coordinator with the Rams, right? His game plan ain't changed. Cal's game plan ain't changed neither, right? So we already know what he do. We have a good idea what he do, and he do it without Aaron Donald. My thing is, Niner fans, show up. Everybody, we need to be loud and deep because they going to come. And we need to send them back home with some cornbread and greens in a sad face. You understand me? Niner gang, bang, bang. We going hunting for Falcon meat, okay?
That is a wonderful rant.
Great call.
I have never had Falcon meat before.
I don't know if anyone has.
Yeah, big bad Falcon hater, thank you. I don't know.
It sounds to me like it'd be pretty tough. The Falcon's a very active, aggressive, athletic bird.
I feel like you might get arrested, too. Are Falcons, is anybody shooting a Falcon?
I don't know. You might come across one on the road, fresh roadkill.
Falcon roadkill? They're a bird.
I understand it. You do know that birds sometimes wind up on the road and get hit.
Usually not birds of prey.
Fair enough.
And eagles.
My old cat.
Swerve. You don't want to hit an eagle.
Cliffy the cat. I just was over at my old house last week helping my son learn to drive. And here comes Cliffy, not with a falcon, but he had a bird. So
a pigeon.
It was a smaller bird than a pigeon. But if you're a bird around Cliff, you better keep your little head on a swivel.
Better recognize.
He coming for you.
Well, the cats, because my cat used to do the same thing. He would bring you a pigeon.
Yeah.
He didn't want to eat them.
No.
They want to show you what they can do.
Dude, he came prancing in.
Yes.
He was swaggering.
They bring them to you.
Yeah.
It's a gift. They're like, look what I got you.
So he brought it
for
the house.
For your birthday.
And it was alive. And my son was in there, and I hear him go, oh, my God. And I was like, what? And he's like, it's alive. And apparently he was able to get it from the cat, and he holds it in his hands, and he goes outside and he throws it. And the bird flies away.
Oh, it did?
It flew away. I'll show you the video.
Was that the Princess Bride? What movie was it where it's like, no, maybe it was, I think it might have been Mel Brooks' History of the World or one of those.
Right.
The guy in jail where he's like, he had the pet birds and they all died, and he's like, be free, free.
I don't remember that.
Throws them out the window and they just go, bonk.
I should remember that, but I don't. Yeah.
That's what I thought you were going to tell me was about to happen.
And I'll show you the video.
The bird still had wings?
My ex-wife is watching this through her Ring camera at work. And she's barking at me through the speaker on the Ring camera, like, go help your son. And I'm like, no, I'm leaving. And he was able to get the bird from the cat and throw it out.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, Falcon meat.
I don't know why. His story is
I'll show you the video. It's, dude, it's, there's video. And I was, yeah, I was incredulous. I'm not helping my 22-year-old son.
The cat got the bird.
In the house we go.
It brings it into the house.
Prancing.
Then your son acquires the bird.
Right.
Then your ex-wife is screaming at you on the Ring camera.
Correct.
To help.
Right. And I'm like, no, I'm leaving.
Then your son throws the bird
out the door.
And then the bird flies.
It almost hits me in the face.
What is going on here?
I'll show you the video. That's what's going on here. And it all comes from Falcon meat.
And let me guess what the cat was doing the whole time. Chilling.
Totally. He's like, oh, yeah. On to the next bird. You know, I'll be right back. I'll be right back.
Oh, my God.
Because there are more birds in our yard who they've got no idea what they're in for.
Oh, that's too good.
Falcon meat. I'm kind of with you. Yeah. I don't think that
back
Falcon,
to the Niners.
Like, you can't go to your local meat shop and no, I'm not feeling like Charlie Saul today. Do you have any Falcon meat?
Go to Costco all the way to the back.
Right.
And be like, do you guys have Bolt Falcon?
Right.
I don't think so. Although we could call their offensive line Bulk Falcon.
Yeah.
My point is this. I haven't had one yet, but I'm about to make one. I like what he said with regard to, look, the Falcons are coming off of a short week. They're going to be riding high. This is a team that beat the Buffalo Bills by double digits and also lost to the Panthers by 30.
They got shut out by the Panthers.
Totally. So I don't really know exactly what to make of this team yet. I don't even know who's quarterbacking the 49ers. I tell you this, though. This is one hell of a pivotal football game. This is a tremendously, organizationally pivotal football game. Because if there are those of you out there who want the 49ers to really make something out of this season, trade deadline and in terms of execution, after what has taken place with the injuries, knowing also that you will hit the road immediately after this game to go play at Houston and at the New York Giants. Not world beaters, but also not maybe the pushovers that they looked like at other points in the season. Plus, it's on the road. Plus, I would argue both of their defenses cause problems for quarterbacks. And we don't even know what's going on with the quarterback position. So, this is a springboard. This fifth win, And your last home game before the deadline, except for the one that's right up against the deadline, which is the Rams, and is also not going to be easy. This is a springboard game. I think that the whole idea of the Niners still making something of this season and heading to the playoffs and everything, this is a linchpin on Sunday night football in your building.
Yeah, it's really the next couple, two or three, I believe, because you know you've got games that the Giants are a team that's getting better. The Texans are an interesting one because they have a really good defense and their offense is kind of hit and miss, and they're going to give you the ball a bunch. And this Atlanta team is a little bit the same, where Atlanta's defense is, you know, better than many people think. And they kind of showed it last night on Monday Night Football, but yeah, they're coming in on a travel spot and a short week. So that's an advantage to the Niners. But you look at the Niners and who's their quarterback and who else is injured and all the rest of it. So if you look at the advanced metrics on these next three games, the Texans, the Giants, the Falcons, the Niners, they're all right in that same area. None of them have a very good or elite offense. And the Niners, actually, if you look at EPA, expected points added, which is one of the advanced metrics, the Niners are dead center on both axes. So they are dead center as a defense. They're dead center as an offense. They are the epitome of an average team, the Niners.
Yeah. And yeah, that's what they look like right now.
Right.
I mean, I was throwing this at Grandy before the show. Do this exercise. Forget 4-2. Forget 4-2. When have the Niners, when have you been watching them so far through these first 6 weeks and you're like, ooh, they look like a good team right now? How often have you felt that?
Like for a whole game or for...
Whenever you felt it. Oh, you can answer it however you want.
I felt that way every game.
Really?
For a drive like or a drive okay, or two.
A drive or two.
Maybe a quarter. Like my, and that's your point, I think.
Yes, my first answer was the first half of the Rams game. That looked like a good football team. They were operating on both sides of the ball.
Yep.
They were humming. They were moving the ball. They were not doing field goals. They were doing touchdowns. And then outside of that, yeah, like it's the opening drive in Seattle. That was good. You look like a good football team. I don't know. Second half in New Orleans at times. Arizona game, never felt it. Jacksonville game, never felt it. Tampa Bay game, marred by what I think is the most significant of all of the injuries, and never felt it anyway. So, I mean, you're sitting – that's kind of what I'm getting at. You're 4-2. You're okay. You got something that you want to – oh, we got to bolster the roster, right? They played 6 football games, and there's none of them that where you like feel like, ooh, that's good. They played a great game. That's a good team.
Yeah, not a complete game. Like the New Orleans game, yeah, they were never, I think, threatened with that game. But, you know, that game maybe was closer than it probably should have been. Yeah. And, you know, New Orleans had the ball with a chance to drive down and still beat you. And so there's that. And I look at Sunday's game against Tampa Bay where you have a 1-point deficit and you have 3rd and 14 – and you had 4 or 5 chances to tackle Baker Mayfield.
No question.
If you tackle Baker Mayfield, you might win that game, and we might be looking at all this a little bit differently. And you could say that about all the other previous games, but that's kind of who the Niners have been, and the advanced metrics would indicate that that's the same thing. And what's interesting is the teams that are closest to them in all these metrics, one is Philadelphia.
Yep.
Philadelphia is dead, middle, mediocre.
They haven't
Arizona's
been great.
The same. The Bears are right there. Carolina's right there. These are the teams that they are having, you know, keeping company with.
Yep, exactly.
And yet they're 4-2, and they could be 2-4.
No doubt. Let's do it real quick. Let's do Bobby in Los Altos real quick. 888-957-9570. Hey, Bobby, what's up?
Hey, thanks for taking the call. This will be a quick one. I was going to talk to you. I'm going to talk to you a little bit about Jake Moody, but I can't get over the Falcon thing. I'm pretty sure it's probably illegal in California, and if you can buy it, it's probably $100 a pound. So I have general rules, and I would never barbecue something that expensive. I think you probably need to sous vide Falcon meat and then maybe sear it on cast iron. It seems like a waste to barbecue Falcon.
Yeah, I agree. I'm going to stick with chicken. Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, your cat, if you see a peregrine falcon running around your cat, you better get that cat inside. Because, Dibs, that cat is in big trouble, bro. Okay, Moody, this is all I really wanted to say. You know, obviously, it worked out for both sides, right? He obviously wasn't fit for this team. And, you know, I'm happy that he's found a place in Chicago and enjoying that moment. And so, Willard, when I turned on the car, like, all I heard you was going sentence by sentence, just attacking the brother. Can you just let Moody enjoy his moment?
When was I attacking him? When was I attacking him? No, the interview, Bobby. Oh. The interview is funny. You got to see it, too. The interview is funny. Lisa Salters is trying like hell to get him to share something human. And he's sitting there, thanks, Bobby, he's sitting there with his helmet on, being like, hey, man, we run this great snap. Can't call that play any better. I'm like, what's the call? It's the field goal team. Snap it and kick it. But maybe he's just, I've never interviewed Jake Moody. Maybe he's just not a very expansive talker. It was funny. It was not what Lisa was looking for. That's what I would say.
Right.
In a moment like that.
But you don't always get the answer you want when you're a sideline reporter.
Grandy's grades in about a half hour. Feliciano in 1 hour. Is the window open or closed? Your calls continue. 888-957-9570. Willard and Dibs.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.